First, the good news. 8-year-old Stanley Bradford remains in stable shape at the Conackonack Hospital in Dillingham. His mother, Vivian Active, has been by his side every minute since the accident Wednesday night.
He's doing much better than last night. He's talking, but he can't stand on his own. There's no broken bones. It's amazing. It's a miracle he's alive. God spared his life.
On Wednesday night in Togiak, Vivian lived out any mother's worst nightmare as she watched a truck barreling down the road towards her son.
All I saw was Stanley running across. Then all I saw, a truck coming towards him. And I said, stop! He didn't stop. He kept going. Stanley thought he made it across the street and stopped. And that's when he hit him. He didn't back away, move, swerve away from him. He went head on to him.
She was helpless as the truck struck Stanley head on.
He whiplashed backwards and the top fender hit him on the right shoulder. And then I guess it flopped him down. And that's when he tumbled twice underneath the truck. And that's when I thought I would never see my son again.
Vivian ran quickly to the truck, praying, and at the same time yelling angrily at the driver, who had the gall to yell back at her.
And then I was yelling at him, you didn't even stop. He'd answer back, don't say I didn't stop. You were going so fast. I wasn't going fast. Don't say I was going fast. He didn't get out of the truck. I looked around from the side up to the front, and then I was on the side. Then Stanley, he crawled out, and that's when the miracle, I said, wow. Then I took him and I looked at Damien. I don't know what else I said, but Stanley spoke in my ear and said, Mommy, don't ever leave me. I don't want to die. And that really shook me.
Vivian says she tried desperately to keep herself together. Two on-call health aides responded to the scene and took Stanley to the clinic. He was eventually medevaced to Dillingham. The driver of the 1993 blue Toyota truck that struck Stanley was 20-year-old Damien Allen Luckock. He never got out of the truck. Instead, he fled the scene, parked the car, and went inside his grandmother's home. VPSO Dan Decker arrested him later in the evening. Luckock is being charged with felony assault, reckless driving, and fleeing the scene of an accident. He made an appearance in court Thursday and is being held in custody on $3,000 bail.
The worst part is he didn't come out of the truck. He didn't come out to see where he was. His vehicle kept going. He didn't stop it. And all I realized was he left.
Vivian Active shared her story because she says things need to change. She says kids on four-wheelers and young drivers in cars and trucks are driving too fast and recklessly. People are getting hurt. And parents need to take action to protect the children in the village.
I want to make an awareness of it. I don't want another family to go through what I went through. And it's hard. But we need to clean up our wild driving riders, even truck drivers. We need to do something about these kids. They take advantage of their parents and use their vehicles, their Hondas. Us kids growing up, we had to walk. We had to earn everything. All I can say is this needs to stop. My son's a miracle. God spared him. I don't know what I would have done if he didn't make it.
In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.